This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. Today, I wish to say thank you to all of the African-American men and women in my life who have mentored me and welcomed me into leadership in the boating and sailing communities. Thank you to Lenora Clark, Staff Commodore of the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association, who greeted me as a new delegate from Berkeley Yacht Club years ago, and not only makes me feel welcome every time I see her, but worked with me to organize the USPS Building Bridges of Peace special postal cancellation that acknowledged the 98th anniversary of the PICYA. Lenora has been involved in leadership and voting advocacy at the state and national level for years. Thank you to current PICYA Commodore Robert Willis, who is also a member of the Ebony Boat Club founded in 1987, an active African-American boat club in Northern California that has members from ages 20 to 70 years old. This morning, I was thinking about the collegiate sailing team at Hampton University in Virginia. Hampton University is a traditional African-American school that grew from its first teacher, Mary Peake, in 1861. It has a proud tradition of education that started with some courageous people with vision and dedication and became a well-established accredited university whose alumni are a proud part of our American history. I also wish to warmly acknowledge Marie Rogers, who accepted my idea to create Sailsport Talk as the first continuous programming for sailing in international 24/7 sports talk broadcasting. Marie introduced me to key people who continue to this day to be a support to our programming. She and I have had marvelous ongoing conversations about current events, past history, and on the subject of community sailing. Thanks to Kevin Battle, Commissioner of the U.S. Rugby Division 1A, who has been a guest on our show and a sailing enthusiast with an impressive history of leadership in U.S. rugby. Thanks to Postmaster Abraham Cooper, another guest on our show whom I've worked with on a number of occasions in his roles as Postmaster of San Francisco. He is now in leadership at USPS in Washington, D.C. I am the grateful recipient of knowledge, introductions, and mentorship of these wonderful men and women. And I just want to say thank you for your leadership, your warmth, and friendship. At this time in our history, I wanted to give acknowledgement to these people without whom I could not have done what I do today. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk.
All right, thank you for that, Chris Cross. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. It's Tuesdays. That's Tuesday at 9:40, and this is when we're joined by our co-host for this SailsportTalk.com segment, Karen Lyle, who's also in her home in the East Bay. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great, my friend Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well, and speaking of friends, we welcome back Marie Rogers to the show. She was on last summer. She is the Commodore of the Los Angeles Yacht Club, and that's one thing, Karen, that sometimes I think people like me think that yachting is just for the rich and people born with silver spoons in their mouth, but that's not the case. And I know, Marie, that you have been very active in having a program called Community Sailing, which is bringing in a lot of diverse people and giving them an opportunity to get their hands on that helm and other things, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's really been my focus for the last 10 years, getting more people on the water. I'm so fortunate to be able to go sailing just about any day not working my real job, and it's been really a joy introducing people to the water. And I have to remind you that I was Commodore last year. I'm junior staff Commodore of the club now, so I'm like the outgoing has-been, but I get to keep my title for life as Commodore.
Well, that's just it. I mean, every admiral is an admiral. Every president is a president. So you are the Commodore, just like Lionel Richie.
Ah, thank you.
Okay.
Marie, when I first came to the Los Angeles Yacht Club several years ago, I walked in to the front desk, and the manager, Darius, was there, and I think there was a member named Margie who told me all about this community sailing program that they had. And they embraced it as a proud part of the tradition for Los Angeles Yacht Club. And at the time, I didn't know that it hadn't existed forever, and I had no idea that you were the founder, and I hadn't met you at that time. Can you tell us how that started and what your idea was for that?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was near the end of the recession, and I was basically out of work. I worked for the entertainment industry, so, you know, just about everything shut down. And I had the opportunity to buy a boat on eBay for very little money. And if you remember back in those days, people were just selling everything, you know, all their RVs, they're getting rid of their horses, boats and whatnot. So I got this sweet deal. And it was the platform for me to teach people how to sail. I went out and got a teaching certificate for sailing and set up a sailing school on the yacht club, and the members just sort of scratched their heads like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of a workaholic. I love being on the water, but I have a lot of friends who don't get to sail, and I'm part of this yacht club, and I'm on the board, so why not? You know, this is an experiment. Let's just see how it goes. And I really, for a long time, I've been thinking how great it would be to have a sailing school and a yacht club, since, you know, yacht clubs are kind of a, you know, vestige of the past. Like in Rick's introduction, I mean, you had to be pretty moneyed, and your family had to be well known and all that, you know, back in the old days to get in the yacht club. And that's no longer true, but still the old model doesn't really work all the time in this, like, modern society. And traditionally, yacht clubs have not been a diverse gathering of people, shall I say. So I thought, wow, well, I could hit so many different, you know, check marks with this. You know, I can bring in my people and all, you know, all different kinds of people, have more women at the helm, more people of color at the helm. It didn't really matter. Just like, I want a rainbow coalition coming in here and just sort of brightening up this wonderful sport. And so it really took off. It was very successful. The whole idea didn't pass the board the first time I presented the idea of having these people actually become members of the club at a reduced rate. But soon it was shown that it actually brought in a lot of revenue to the club. So these people are paying for their lessons, their sailing lessons, they're paying for their dues, and they're coming in and enjoying food and beverage. You know, we meet at the bar after clinics, and it just became like a wonderful gathering place. So it's really gone from just sailing school to full-blown, like a club within a club, and that's what I'm very proud of.
Marie, I think for a lot of people, sailing can seem rather intimidating. It's one thing to have an inboard or an outboard motor, and you're basically driving it like a car. But when you think about all the different sails and the names for them and a boom swinging over, and then the boat sometimes looks like it's going sideways and you got to run to the other side of the boat, what are some of those things that you have to tell the neophytes? Look, don't be afraid. I'm going to teach you how to do this.
Okay. Well, I started my professional career as an educator. Like I started, I'm a high school foreign language teacher. So education is basically the foundation of my life. Like I knew I was going to be a teacher. Some kind of teacher, you know, for the rest of my life. So we start with education. I mean, I have a model of a monohull, a keel boat. It's basically a small model of, like, you know, a 40-foot, like, normal sailboat, like you'd see in San Francisco or Newport or any place. And I explain, like, this thing is not going to tip over. This is how it works. I explain the physics of it. You talk about the parts of the boat and all their functions. And then we even talk about the actions of the boat, like, you know, how you tack a jib, you know, how you you keep yourself safe from a jibe, like the boom swinging around. I mean, all that stuff we talked about beforehand. I show videos. And this is for the people who are not in sailing school. They're just sort of coming out for a clinic. Like, we will let anybody come in a clinic if they've never been on a boat before. I just team them up with people who've had the experience. They don't have to be an instructor. And so by the time you get on the water, they're really excited. When the stuff starts happening, they know what to do, and they know that I'm going to make sure that they're safe. And the huge component of our lessons is that we talk about weather, and we talk about the forces of the wind and the water and the surge of the water on the boat. And so that when a boat starts healing, when you're going upwind, it's fun, it's thrilling, you know, it's kind of e-ticket, but this is fun. Like, we're not in danger. And somehow they really trust me. They trust my husband, who's the other coach, and the other people that I've trained. So by the time we're on the water and the winds really starts coming up, they're having a good time. I've never had a person throw up in the boat. I've never had a person freak out, you know, maybe a little bit in the beginning, but then they really get into it because it's you know, it's a family kind of environment. Like, you just don't get all type A and scare people, you know, which happens, unfortunately, on a lot of boats. So they're pretty much nurtured along, and they keep coming back. So that's what makes me feel really good.
Marie, one of the things I've noticed in the yacht clubs that I've been throughout the world is that the skill of sailing and the passion for boating, of whether it's power or sailing, is like a common denominator that just brings everyone together, no matter what their background. How does that play out in your community sailing program, especially because those boats, you've got a sailing school, those boats have to be maintained as well. You have four, I think, that are belong to the club, right?
Yes, yes. So the types of people that come, well, you know, I designed the program, or I should say my husband and I designed a program so that people who had never been invited onto a boat or into a yacht club environment would have that opportunity, even if it was for one day, but hopefully they would continue. But what's happened with very little outreach is that we started getting people who were of means, you know, professionals. I'm talking about like cardiologists and attorneys, and, you know, these were not, you know, families having a hard time feeding their children. It was just, you know, what the thought was this was going to be, you know, perhaps. And instead, it's a real cross-section of society. I mean, they're all different types of people, all sorts of gender, all sorts of gender identification. I mean, you name it, it's come through this program. But the, as you say, the common denominator really is that teamwork on the boat. Like, it doesn't matter your political outlook. It doesn't really matter what your upbringing has been. It's just that we're all on this device, basically, and we're harnessing the power of nature to make it move. And being out in the sunshine, being out with all the negative ions, you know, just being in the environment, just for people seeing for the first time, like a sea lion up close, or when we actually can sail like right next to a whale, because sometimes the whales are actually in LA Harbor, you know, where we sail. And it's amazing. You know, everybody really changes. So any sort of armor that they were wearing in the beginning or trepidation completely melts away on the camaraderie. It's really a type of metaphor for, I believe, how our society could work if we all kind of had a common goal, you know, a common outlook, a common kind of experience. And I know this sounds kind of woo-woo, but that really is what this means for me, for all of us getting together, having a good time, enjoying nature, respecting nature. You know, like, we're always pulling trash out of the water and, you know, having these conversations about wanting to get back on the water, wanting to protect the sea life, wanting to clean up, you know, the situation, you know, with industry, you know, next to the water. You know, there's a lot of waterfront industry, a lot of pollution from, you know, when I was a small child, that's being cleaned up. And so, you know, in a way, we're all kind of aware of that. But until you see all that trash floating in the water, you know, it brings it home. Like, this is a real thing. Like, I really don't want to use plastic anymore. So it's all those issues. It just kind of has this one sport, this one activity has, like, all these tendrils. You know, it hits people's hearts, you know, in different ways.
There she is. It is Marie Rogers, Commodore, Los Angeles Yacht Club. Thank you so much for your time and your insights again, Marie. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you both. I really appreciate the opportunity. All right. Yeah.
And for those of you who didn't get the e-ticket reference, it used to be at Disneyland, they gave you a book of tickets, and the e-rides were the good ones, like the Matterhorn. Do you remember that, Karen?
It was great. So you're a Disneyland aficionado.
Not really. You know what I was just thinking while she was talking? I don't think I've ever been on a sailboat in my life. You know that?
Well, you know, I have one. And you don't live, when we get to be past the COVID-19 thing and we can see each other again, you should come and just sit on the boat. You might even like to go out.
I've sat on one. I don't know. I think I have a lot of interest in going out because I think it'll suck me out the Golden Gate and we'll crash into the Farallones.
Not with skilled people at the helm. We'll take good care of you.
All right. Don't let me be the captain. Karen Lyle, SailSportTalk.com. Check it out. Karen, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Planet.